Now, let's go to Hull, because the photographer, Spencer Tunick, is calling on the people of the city to get naked for his next project. Hull, of course, are next up after us as the UK City of Culture come 2017. For the time being, we still hold the accolade. We should have got Mr. Tunick here, maybe ourselves. Anyway, Spencer is famous for his mass nude pictures. You see them all over the world, and he's heading for Hull in July when it's hoped the weather. Spencer, you're hoping to see the weather is going to be a wee bit warmer than maybe it has been for previous shoots for Those Who Dare to Bear. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, you know, good afternoon. I heard that if I worked in Newcastle Gateshead, then Hull would be no problem. That's what I was told. Do you know differently?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't be risking myself, I don't think, in my particulars, courtesy of the North Sea and the north winds coming off that part of the world. Are you aware of the geography, or does it even matter to you, Spencer?
Well, of course the weather matters to me. I work, you know, the people want me, if they show up, if 1,000 people show up, they want me to make art. And so I just happen to work a lot quicker if it's in cold weather, but we hope for the best.
Yeah. I mean, you were up, I see. I was looking into your work all morning and on the Aletsch Glacier back in 2007. I mean, you really only have a moment there. If you're trying to position a couple of thousand people in an environment like that, it can be risky, it can be all sorts, and I'm sure that puts all the more pressure on you and your team.
Right. You know, we were very lucky to have sun shining on the glacier that day, but, you know, obviously, once the winds picked up, it started to get cold, and we had mountaineers and people from Greenpeace helping us out with that work on the glacier. But we won't need mountaineers in Hull. We'll just need pretty brave people. I've decided to do something a little bit different. I'm trying to make the bodies into the sea by having every person paint themselves different shades of blue.
And what are you saying in that?
Many of the streets and roads in Hull were once part of the sea and now are covered over, and pedestrians are walking on them and cars are on them. But I'd like to bring the sea back into the urban environment, and I work with the nude. So by turning the bodies into this ocean of different levels, I hope to create sort of a Ellsworth Kelly on a street, on an urban street, a Barnett Newman, sort of a color field of bodies.
I'm intrigued as to your process of negotiation. I mean, I was saying over in the States there, the bikers weren't best pleased. Their girlfriends were all too keen, but the fellas were going, no, you must find yourself in some pretty frosty encounters. There'd be a lot of religious people, for example, utterly offended by what you're proposing for Hull here.
Well, the great thing is that, you know, our times, we're seeing, you know, times that are just filled with controversy, with terrorism, with such conservatism that I think that, you know, every little bit of something that comes forth that's a little bit out of the blue, no pun intended, but that's a little bit different, that opens us up to the bizarre in a very conceptual way, I think is very important. I think being naked in art today is just as important as it was in the 60s or, you know, in the 1700s. You know, that was in a studio, of course, or in a landscape situation.
Or in the classical world, for that matter. But what do you say to critics, Spencer, who say it's the same old, same old? It's a field of naked people in Hull, outside the UN, in Florida. Are you tempted ever to play with the form past the point of the mass naked approach?
Well, you know, I only do one or two of these a year, and it's still very exciting for me. And if you look at Ellsworth Kelly, he's a color field painter, so he might have a big, many in a series, which is one tone, with maybe a yellow or a red. And it's not like someone comes up to him and says, oh, yeah, why don't you stop painting, you know, shapes? Why don't you paint a portrait of a person? So this is my own obsession, and I want to, you know, it's not for everyone, and I really want to dive into it and keep on doing it.
Okay.
Because I think it really transforms the streets of a city, and it's really rock and roll.
I'm delighted we spoke to you. Spencer, finally, do you ever do it yourself?
Yes, I have, but it's hard for me to concentrate if I'm naked and 2,000 people are naked. But people can sign up to pose at hull2017.co.uk.
Right.
And we're still looking for people to pose and participate.
Well, you might get some folk heading over here. Of course, you're speaking to an audience that we are the current UK City of Culture. Spencer, thank you so much for taking time to speak to me.